you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast. I'm an award-winning screenwriter and an investigative consultant. Being invited back is always a pleasure, Ray.
Hey, Rob, so good to have you back on the program.
I'm sure you know the song from Jackson Browne from 77. He released a song called Running on Empty. It was a huge hit at the time, and it became a hit again in the 90s with the movie Forrest Gump, and I think most people can relate to the feeling of running on empty. I'm sure even though you've had great success in your life, you've had feelings like I'm running on empty, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a thing that most leaders don't really understand is how well can you run on empty?
And how would you define running on empty? Is this a completely being drained in life and you're running out of steam to do anything?
Well, you know, it's like running a marathon. You know, there's a point and during the marathon where you hit the wall, and that wall says, I don't want to go anymore. I'm done. You know, your body is chewing itself up. It's living off all the reserves that you have. And the body says, we're done. We're through. And you have to be able to push through that. And so that's the best example I can think of about running on empty for those of you who've got to the point where your body just says, I can't go anymore. And, or you're psychologically drained and you just say, I just can't think anymore. I've lost my train of thought. I'm totally discombobulated. And so being able to break through that, being able to go through the wall, as they say in the marathon, is the ability to run on empty. And so, you know, now we all have different size gas tanks. Some have very small tanks, and so they can, you know, they run out of gas really quick, and others have huge gas tanks, and they can just keep going and going and going. And you say, where is he getting that energy? How can he do that? How can he continue on with all that's happening? And so that's what I mean by running on empty. I have a friend that recently lost his spouse, and so I was wondering how he's doing, and he made the comment that, boy, it's draining. You know, he says, you know, it's hard to keep going right now because I'm dealing with all the issues surrounding the loss of my spouse, and so he's distracted, and he hasn't been able to push through that, and so it takes time to be able to get through the problems associated with these tragedies that will beset us in our lives, or when we have some other, you know, financial setback or whatever, marital issue, children issues, that we have to be able to push through it, or we'll sink right with the despair that we're in.
It can be paralyzing, I think, and when you reach that point where there's the mental fatigue along with the physical fatigue, and then the word despair sinks in and starts to sort of consume your life a little bit, then you can be paralyzed by it.
Yeah, despair is a good way to put it, because that's what happens even when you're running these long distances. You know, your body gets in despair, and it just says, you know, we're done. You know, there's no more gas in the tank. And being able to push through that, being able to get through that despair, is the ability to run on empty. And so, you know, how do you compartmentalize, you know, the loss of a spouse or the marital problems or some financial issue? How do you push through that and through that wall, as they say in the marathon? How do you get through that and be able to keep yourself energized? Even though your body and your mind and your heart is broken and you're just beyond, as they say, repair. And that's what we're talking about today, is being able to run on empty, be able to push through that despair, be able to overcome all the challenges and adversity that we face in our lives, is what I refer to as the ability to run on empty. And you, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, you will run into these challenges. You will hit the wall so many times, and you will have to learn to be able to push through that, be able to get through that despair, and continue on. Because if you can't, your employees won't be able to do it either, because you're the leader of the band. And so leading the charge, or continuing on when it looks like everything is lost, is what I call running on empty.
I guess it starts all with a mental outlook, which is not allowing yourself to see a empty road ahead or a brick wall ahead. It is that be able to look through the fog, the murkiness, and just have a feeling that you know things will get better.
Yeah, I call this turning a negative into a positive. If you can do that, you will never be defeated. So look at your negative and say, how can I turn that into a positive? How can I make lemonade out of these lemons? And that's when you will be able to break through the wall. You'll be able to have that energy to overcome the despair that would normally beset you if you weren't able to turn these negatives into positives.
This is why that song that we were talking about, Running on Empty, of course, Jackson Brown song, and it was, in essence, a positive song.
Absolutely. Well, that's what Running on Empty is. Running on Empty is making lemonade out of lemons. And so turning that negative into a positive, you will never be defeated.
Thank you again, Ray. I appreciate being back.
Again, Rob, it's always good to talk to you.
Now, people can reach out to you if they have questions, or they want to talk about the show, or they want to talk to you about the book. They can do that at toughthingsfirst.com and some other sources, right?
Absolutely. Please let me know what's on your mind.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.